fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news. WGRN 94.1. I'm in the studio with the other guy on the other side.
Howdy. Yeah, we're here at 94.1 on your dial, of course, the Green Renaissance. We've got a lot to talk about. It seems that there may have even been a shift in the atmosphere, or maybe major earthquakes, because Donald Trump, the commander of Cheese, actually changed his mind and reversed a policy concerning the immigrants. And the families are going to be kept together.
And that policy, of course, was to make Mexicans and Muslims into the new Jews.
Aha. Uh-huh. Is that what it is?
Well, until he could come around to getting the actual Jews.
Yeah,
and again, to be fair to President Trump, this has happened before where families...
You don't
families,
have to be fair to him.
Well,
he's not fair to you.
I want
to
be fair.
Or
this
us.
He's not the first one. I mean,
that's true.
Blacks, blacks as chattel slaves were sold at auction and separated from their parents.
Well, sure, the country's made a lot of bad
Native
decisions.
Native Americans were rounded up and sent to American boarding
Japanese
schools.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about ripping children from their parents. So in chattel slavery and in the near-complete genocide against Native Americans, in both those cases, it had been done. And now this is the third time where you rip children from their parents, mm-hmm. and it's always done in the name of law and order. And Trump, who yearns
security,
to be
an
authoritarian like Putin, you got to have somebody to hate. There is no immigrant crisis. If anything, the crisis is we're having trouble getting food to market as you round up undocumented workers in small towns, story after story.
Go pick your own vegetables, I guess. Yeah, it's the administration did reverse their decision. Of course, we're still waiting
well,
for Congress
when
to
when his
something.
Wife and his daughter appeared to be criticizing him.
Yeah, his wife is an immigrant, so maybe she had an opinion. Laura Bush wrote a lengthy diatribe about it. So, he finally realized that what he was doing was unpopular. Now, on the other hand,
actually,
now he looks like he's got a real conscience for changing his mind. But we know it was just because it was so unpopular.
Well,
the
fact that, no matter his reason, right, he was ripping children from their parents. Ripping any children from their parents, short of a conviction or incarcerating someone for a heinous crime, should be unacceptable. You know, you're treating these children as subhuman, and that was his intention. And again, he did his test marketing, put up the trial balloon, and people shot it down.
Right, and for once, he actually reversed his policy.
But the odd part,
and
polls
admitted
were showing
they were wrong. I guess, although
polls were showing
it's all the Democrats' fault.
Yeah, 34% of Americans were supporting him on it.
Right.
So again, 66%, 2/3 of the American people were opposed. To this carnage.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, just before I heard that news, like to what extent is his doubling down on his base, longer serve him as his political purposes? So.
When the Nazis came to power after the election of 1933, they had about a third of the voters behind them. They never. Even when they ran the government, they never got more than 40%. So, as we think about that, people should look at an interesting article by my good friend Harvey Wasserman. Even though the crisis is over, the question is, what next? So Harvey again wrote an article called Immigrants and Muslims Are Trump's Jews.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's, yeah. You were quoting or paraphrasing Harvey earlier, so now I'm with you, buddy.
All right.
Edumacate me.
So, again, there is no immigrant crisis. And if so, why aren't we going after the Canadians? The second largest illegal,
you know,
and they're trickier. You don't even know that they're illegal, undocumented workers until they say
so
schedule.
Yes.
Or laboratory. What'd you say there? Was that
or
laboratory?
Host. Go in the house. Go back in the house. Yeah, exactly.
You know
sneaky. Sneaky, those Canadians.
And a lot of them come down and they do music.
But Trump's on.
And you don't even know half the time.
I know.
Neil Young.
Yeah, right.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Right, except they play everything in the key of A. That's a bad old bluegrass joke.
Yeah,
anyway.
You only know when they whip out the curling equipment.
So do tell us a little bit more about what Harvey's story was.
Well, now Harvey's just reiterating some of the things we need to remember is that in order for a dictator to become a dictator and become authoritarian, you need a scapegoat. You need somebody to hate. And that's been so far the Muslims and now Hispanic people, particularly
right.
The Mexicans.
And the Democrats.
The bad hombres. Except that's the oppositional part. You need an other. You need a minority.
Right.
Real
scapegoat.
They do use, liberal as a pejorative term.
Well, once upon a time it was the Russians, but not this administration. They owe too much money, and he's far too enthralled with Putin.
Dictator,
yes.
The authoritarian
Absolutely.
Leader of Russia.
Yeah, he does get excited about dictators, doesn't he? I tell you. So as of today, the parents and the children will not be separated, but we still need a comprehensive immigration policy out of Congress, and both of them are far to the right, I would think, of where most of us are, right? So will they be able to pass either of those?
I don't know. I mean, migrant workers, it just seems virtually impossible. We stole the northern half of Mexico.
Sure.
People of Hispanic background live in California and Nevada and Oklahoma and Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, right? This is the former northern half of Mexico. And the borders.
Right. Some people in New Mexico, Arizona, Texas have been here longer than the white folks.
Sure, and very wealthy.
Not just the natives, but the
corporatists. You know,
Spanish
and
blood.
White people with positions have long used migrant labor to go around and pick in different areas. You know, you go up to Michigan and you pick cherries, and then you
go to Ohio and
pickles and tomatoes and
right.
watermelon in the South,
right? Which is where they've been raiding greenhouses and busting migrant workers. So, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting summer in that regard. And, the economy in general is going to get very interesting with the absurdities of the tariff battles going on, which doesn't seem to be playing well with all of Trump's base there either. So, the tariffs against China apparently are going to adversely affect his coal people as well as farmers again because of what's going on there. So it's going to be a hot, long summer, I believe. So we'll see what happens.
And again, anytime you
have midterms looming.
Yeah. And many people say it may help Trump in the midterm because many of the Democrats don't vote or they've been purged by Republican secretaries of state, as we talked about last week. But his base, a lot of his base really like this. This is what they've been, waiting for, locking up. You know, Hispanics and others they feel is a threat. There's got to be a threat, even if there's no facts
with
backing
some
it.
People. Yes, right.
Well,
right.
If you're going to galvanize the Trump,
be a proper fascist regime. Team, right?
You've got to have a scapegoat.
Sure, you do. Right.
And again, these attacks, like Nixon, had his zero tolerance towards marijuana.
Right.
And the drug war, right?
Which is what Sessions is trying to continue.
So since 1971, an estimated 41 million Americans have gone to jail, not for a violent crime, but for a drug-related crime.
Right.
And much of it's small-time possession.
Matter of fact, speaking of marijuana laws, I read in the Free Press recently that that we may not be on target to get the September 5th marijuana out to those who need it in the medical legal situation here in the Buckeye State.
Well, I'm thinking the Donald clearly needs it medically. Maybe it would mellow him out a little.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, toke up a little bit, Don. That would get him. And also on the voting front, there was a decision by the United States Supreme Court to not decide on the gerrymandering cases, which there'll be nothing done for this midterm election to
rejected on jurisdictional grounds,
right,
as opposed to the merits of the case. So,
right,
if anyone was hoping that we would be like every other advanced democracy and have fair and competitive districts, particularly for the U.S. Congress. No, we're going to have those unfair ones. Think about this. Ohio is a swing state, evenly split between independents, Republicans, and Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 16 congressmen, as you know, Mr. Dugan.
Paint it red.
And it's split down the middle. And how many Republican congressmen do we have? 12.
Yeah.
How many Democrats? Four.
Four.
Because the Democrats weren't included in setting the districts, mm-hmm, right? The Republicans said, this will be fair. We're split 50-50. Why don't we take three quarters of all the representation in a blatantly unfair way? Why don't we dense pack the black population in Cleveland and on the east side of Columbus and create a few more dense pack, shoehorn all the Democrats into a few districts, and then the Republicans take the rest.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what's working for them now. So we look forward to at some point a decision being rendered that will give us some relief on the gerrymandering. And meanwhile, in Kansas, there was a federal judge appointed by...
Was her name Dorothy?
Dorothy Robinson. No, I don't think it was Dorothy.
Did
but her last name was.
Did she have a little dog?
Yeah, there you go. Right. Let's play some ball, Scarecrow. Any hoot, this federal judge appointed by Shrubia, George W. Bush, dealt Mr. Kobach a serious setback.
The Secretary of State, the Honorable Secretary of State of Kansas.
Right. And Chrissy didn't get his way. And not only that, he was censored and he was sentenced to taking 6 hours of legal education because he did such a terrible job of representing his side and his case.
So you got a W-appointed Republican judge telling Chris Kobach
fined.
That, look, sanctions him,
bone up,
fines him, and then tells him, look, you need to go take some continuing legal education classes.
Right. You're that
because
bad.
You're so bad.
You're right, exactly. Send him back to school. And in the meantime, struck down the law that requires citizenship papers to register.
Usually when somebody is that ignorant, let's just call them by their name one day, President Kobach.
It could happen
here.
Because
H.L. Mencken once said that, you know, eventually what the American people are going to do is one day elect a downright moron.
Yeah,
an idiot to govern us.
And we get to talk about it here on WGRN.
94.1.
On the other side of the news with Dr. Bob Petrakis.
The Green Renaissance, Mr. Dan Dugan.
Yep, here we are. And lots of stuff going on in town this weekend concerning the community festival and things that
The Commie Fest, which you're associated
good
with.
Good old Commie Fest. I'll get to play it with my son at 5:30 on Friday at the live art stage, which I call the off-ramp.
And there's many Trumpians that like to see your son ripped from you and you... and him put in separate commie cells.
My ex-wife took care of that already. Thank you very much. But anyway, it's going to be a really good time. He'll be back from Indiana. It'll be all good for me at that point. But also, the Free Press will be holding a salon at the Solar Stage on Sunday from 2:50 to 3:40. And
250 to 340.
And y'all, Sunday! And y'all will be selling wine at the Freeps booth. Correct.
That's right. Come there. Support the freepress.org.
Right. So do that, you people out there. Do go to Community Festival. Quit your griping. We still have it, and it's not awash in corporate money like some festivals we've seen. Also, WGRN will have a booth. Not exactly sure where. Hopefully that's close to the Freeps booth.
So, yeah, hopefully. And when I'm not selling some wine, I'll be over occasionally at the WGRN booth, and hopefully Mr. Dugan will stop by.
Oh, I'll be around, sure enough. And I'll be manning the WGRN booth earlier on Sunday.
And the wine booth is actually near Buddles
on
Park.
Go. Right. So not far from the gazebo. But also, just in general, the community festival needs volunteers as usual, but a little extra this year, I guess. The older folks that put on this great festival, they're wearing out. So get out there and help in some fashion. Please, you'll get a nice free T-shirt. But also, again, support Freeps down there. Let's see. In the meantime, locally, right, the Poor People's Campaign had some arrests by blocking State Street on June 4th, and that included Connie Hammond and
good
some
friend
other
of this show and longtime activists.
Right,
arrested.
Yes, and then meanwhile, when there was a protest against Vice President Pence, including blocking a street and having a large dance in the street,
including dancing and taunting them. Him with tight buttocks.
Apparently, it was gay activists.
He almost passed out.
No one was arrested at that. So some people might see that as favoritism, owing to the fact that the four kids that got arrested last year for blocking a parade.
Well, it looks like the police may let you block a street, but again, you may have to be white. It was
is that what it is?
Very white affair.
Well,
I think the perception of threats.
Yeah,
you know the police. They don't live in Franklin County. They don't live. Virtually none of them live in the city that they police. They're out in the rural areas adjacent to Franklin County, and I think they have. And again, they police deal with crime. They don't deal with the best in the society. I mean, they have to guard Mike Pence. But they did a good job.
Did
11
you say best
people.
In society?
Yeah. Well, they don't deal with
best
the
best. In show?
They don't deal with the, you know, a lot
it's
of
it's not
a
really
people,
a good show either, actually.
But a lot of people they deal with, you know, have various problems, so it's easy to profile people. But in this case, 11 people interrupted Mr. Pence, you know, blocked the street, interrupted Pence's speech.
Yeah.
And they removed him, but they didn't arrest him.
Maybe
which
because
I think
they
is
danced.
Good police.
Is that, could that be it?
It could be, because some of them
were good.
You know,
dancers.
And when Mr. Pence told one of the guys, who was a great dancer, that's what I like about you.
Really?
You really know how to dance.
You're going back to Detroit again on this, aren't you? I thought you were more of an MC5 kind of guy.
I am.
Dr. Bob quotes the Romantics, right?
Yeah. Hey, the Romantics were hip in Detroit. They used to hang out at all the little
big hits.
Record,
still playing at all the sporting
record,
events.
Record conventions.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Wally Palmer would be wandering around. He was a great record collector. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, as we were saying, it seems, again, in Columbus, Ohio, there are certain laws that get enforced by the police and
well, I like they did a good job.
You've seen
I like
the
day
color, so.
They I
I'm
like the way they
disagree.
Supported the laws this time and enforced them by removing people instead of attacking them and arresting them.
Right. You mean with the arrest on the Poor People's Campaign, right?
And of course last year the Black Pride 4.
Well, yeah. Yeah. The comparison, yes.
And
indeed.
the dance party removals, right? They didn't They arrested people.
Oh, they actually did remove people from the street, though.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Well, they removed from the Pence speech. There were 11 of them.
From the inside the speech.
Yes.
Okay, now I get it. There you go. Well, I wasn't there. I guess I should have been, because I would dance
well,
for Pence.
Well, they'd be willing to remove you just on principle.
Really? I'm not a bad dancer. Go,
is that...
You, on the other hand, I don't know. You'd be in trouble, Bob.
But what if I did, like, a cybernetic robot type thing?
Really? Could you do that for the radio folks right now? This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. If I didn't know he was flesh and bone, I'd swear he was a robot right now. Yes,
and
indeed. That might improve your golf game, Bob, to tell you the truth.
Loss of the loss of jobs.
Yes.
Cybernetics.
Uh-huh.
Automation.
In the meantime, there's Free Press coming out soon. Were you saying you had written an article for the upcoming Free Press?
Well, we did write one, and that we talked a little about last week. It'll be on the question of the mass purges. And we'll add a little on Kobach here and what the future for voter registration will be like.
You know, another thing that sort of made the earth kind of rock a little bit for me, and it's not just the thunderstorms, of which we've had a lot, but John Petrick wrote an article in the recent Free Press, and he was, like, really nice. Like, throughout the article, he was summoning the spirit of old Andy Man Davis from a show he saw at Little Rock with Joe Peppercorn and brother. And they were playing some Beatles. And apparently John Petrick had a really nice time, which is...
I don't believe that. He's never had... I've read everything he's ever written.
And wrote about it.
He's never had a nice time.
I've seen him enjoy himself, but it's, you know...
Was he dancing?
I guess. I saw him dance with a chicken head on one time at Stash's. Believe it or not, John Petrick with a chicken head on.
What was that about?
Maybe he was doing the chicken dance at a Brave Combo show. Could have been. I don't know. He was in a good mood that night, too. Every once in a blue moon, I think we catch John in a good mood.
Why couldn't ice be
worth reading?
Used for something useful, like the separating of the chicken head from Johnny Go.
You're right, as opposed to separating the children from their parents. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm with you entirely. Also, I wanted to remind people that the following week we will have the Duda celebration, which is a parade through the streets of the Short North.
And
they're changing the spelling to D-O-U, by the way.
D-A-H. Are they going to add D-A-Y?
No, it's D-O-U-D-A-H.
Duda Day.
Yeah, well, the day will come along, yes. The day will come. I guarantee it. But so that's on the July 4th and rain date on the 3rd.
And Duke Dog Day.
Duda Day.
No, Duke.
Yeah. No.
You'll
be all right.
You're not integrated.
But do go and dance, like, Bob, and have yourself a good time. You know,
is there a
join
place
the parade.
To dance at the Duda Parade?
Always, yes. And there will be bands on a stage afterwards. I get to emcee that. So.
But people have been known to yell at you, "Shake your money maker." Am I wrong here?
Yes, they've especially at Jim Maneri. There was one year, though, when we marched and we weren't supposed to because we didn't have a permit, so that was one of our chance. We don't have a permit. This is not a parade.
But will the marching fidels be there?
No. They're done.
Well, who are
they retired last year.
Going to harass?
You just can't find any good old communists anymore, Bob. So you'll have to step in with something novel in that direction. But no fidels.
Young Trotskyists? They can each have a...
They'll be moving.
Work on the goatee.
Certainly expect the guy on the big cycle and James Brown. And Batman will be there. He's always there. And lots of fun. So there you go.
And a good way to celebrate the 4th.
Yeah, absolutely. Our country and its ridiculous founding.
And what is your role?
Well, as I said, I get to MC. Well, first of all, I march with the band that is not a band.
Is this an official MC? There are
the
no
unnamed
official MCs.
At the stage with the real bands, there will be. I'll be the official. So in the meantime, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, just have fun and salute in the presence of the right people. So,
all right, the Duda Parade. And once again, what about that wine booth? If I want to go and drink wine to support the Progressive Columbus Free Press and freepress.org, what's the time on that?
Well, the wine booth?
Yeah.
The wine booth runs all the entire festival of the community.
The entire festival, if I want to drink wine.
Yes.
I can go near Buttles and Park.
Right. I thought you were going to be working there.
Just at night.
But, you know, not after you drink the wine. No driving and or parking. So I don't know what you're going to do.
And no parking on the dance floor.
I have heard that before. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Which we might be doing right now.
What about the Free Press Salon?
Oh, yes. That's at 2:50 on Sunday at the Solar Stage.
2:50 Sunday, the Solar Stage. I'm going
to
be there.
What is going to be going on at that salon?
We're actually going to talk about various things, including the mass purges in Ohio, how to make sure your vote gets counted, and we're going to say bad things about Kris Kobach and Secretary of State John Husted, and go over this, how we can solve problems in our democratic election system.
Yeah, okay. So will you be carrying on that conversation?
I will be there, and we've invited a few other people.
Who are we going to see?
We don't know. We're hoping to get one of the people that worked on voter protection related to the marijuana issue of 2015, which in three counties, the vote reversed. You know, we went out and we got people that were sympathetic.
Go on.
Pot,
in Ohio?
And they're watching their counties. Everyone got assigned to in a county.
No.
And one of them, Astor Beulah, when it hit
voter
about 37%,
irregularities, electronic irregularities.
It flipped. You know, so it's passing, and suddenly the vote flips.
No. Really?
Yeah, and we called them up and we said, the vote just flipped. And they said, well, that was a human error. We're going, but it's being counted by computers. I mean, it's not being entered. You know, you don't got a person with a keyboard entering it.
Right, yes. Tapping their fingers on a piece of wood.
They never really could quite explain it.
Yeah.
Why in three counties the vote flipped.
But they actually did explain it by saying it was human error.
But they didn't say what kind of human error.
Well, maybe it was them saying it.
Okay.
Maybe that was the human error. It's like, right? I mean,
we messed up and flipped the vote.
You know, yes.
The marijuana thing was passing and we flipped.
The human error is that we just cheated and that you guys caught us. That's
now,
the human error.
That was
error.
The error.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, cause who would have thought that the stoners would catch him? Stoners like, whoa, it's bad.
Dude, whoa.
You know, cause
what a rush.
Hyped up on Blue Dream, which has a little pick-me-up in it, Mr.
That'll
Duggan.
Get you. I,
and
really?
They were watching carefully when they found these
Must
things.
Have been a sativa then, I guess. Or so they say. That's picks you up. So,
and so
we've been
do people
picked up
say,
and carried along.
But not Kris Kobach. He has never had a sativa.
Really? Are you sure? Maybe that was his problem.
I think
and
it
he's
is.
He's being sent back to edumacate himself. As once again, I've gotten quite an education on this show, the other side of the news,
and we're
being the other guy. But you know what's really interesting, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but originally you were the other guy on the other side of the news, right?
And it was a
and Connie woman, was
Connie Goodell Newton
now running
show.
Now running for
I
governor
was her
in the
sidekick.
Green Party. Now running for governor.
Yes,
for the Green Party.
To run as the Green Party candidate for governor of Ohio.
Right.
So I was her sidekick.
Yep. There
and
you go.
Now it's time to go. Hope to see you at the Commie Fest, Mr.
Two sidekicks signing out. Thanks a lot. See ya.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Sidekick.